Number 19. Mrs. Jones was over 80, but she still drove her old car like a woman half her age. She loved driving very fast and boasted of the fact that she had never, in her 35 years of driving, been punished for a driving offence. Then, one day, she nearly lost her record. A police car followed her, and the policeman in it saw her pass a red light without stopping. When Mrs. Jones came before the judge, he looked at her severely and said that she was too old to drive a car and that the reason why she hadn't stopped at the red light was most probably that her eyes had become weak with old age, so that she had simply not seen it. When the judge had finished what he was saying, Mrs. Jones opened the big handbag she was carrying and took out her sewing. Without saying a word, she chose a needle with a very small eye and threaded it at her first attempt. When she had successfully done this, she took the thread out of the needle again and handed both the needle and the thread to the judge, saying, "Now it's your turn. I suppose you drive a car, and that you have no doubts about your own eyesight." The judge took the needle and tried to thread it. After half a dozen attempts, he had still not succeeded. The case against Mrs. Jones was dismissed, and her record remained unbroken.
One. How old was Mrs. Jones? Two. How did she drive her old car? Three. What did she boast of? Four. How did she nearly lose her record? Five. What did the judge think was the reason why she did not stop at the red light? Six. What did she open when the judge finished what he was saying? Seven. What did she take out of it? Eight. What did she do then? Nine. What did she say to the judge when she had successfully done that? Ten. What was the result of the judge's unsuccessful attempt to thread the needle?